from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The deadline to respond to the third annual Chamber of Commerce Business Survey is July 29th. President Rob Knox says the data gathered will help the chamber inform the city and candidates for council on what small businesses want and need in terms of principles and priorities.
It's critical that we continue to engage with our membership to understand their financial health and well-being for their vision of Timmins so that we can make informed advocacy efforts on their behalf.
That advocacy is to all levels of government as well as the provincial and national chamber groups. Schumacher turns 110 this year, a milestone that's not going unnoticed by the Schumacher Lions Club and the Arts, Culture and Heritage Association. They're staging free outdoor concerts at Lions Park every second Tuesday. Lions past president Mark West says by being on Tuesdays, the events don't conflict with the summer concert series at Hollinger Park on Wednesdays.
Yes, we have a rain out. Say Tuesday it rained. Well, then it would go to the following Tuesday. So we have a Tuesday in between that we can use in case of a rain out.
The concert series is supported by Country 93.1 and Paul Sibalj Music. Among other businesses and organizations, the concerts are free, but West says there will be a cheer pot available for donations. Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health says the best way to enjoy a safe summer is to stay up to date with your COVID-19 vaccinations. Dr. Kieran Moore says the province has entered a seventh wave of the virus, and although wave is a scary word, he says this one will be more manageable than the two we've already faced this year.
We had a major wave in January, February, a smaller wave in March and April, and I do think this will be even smaller, less impact on the health system because we've built up immunity.
Moore says protection against severe outcomes of the virus fades by around 5 to 6 months, and he'd love all Ontarians to be protected. South Porcupine joined the ranks of communities with brand new splash pads today. The refurbished pad at the White Waterfront Conservation Area opened this morning, complete with an anti-slip rubberized surface. The theme, of course, is mining. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Men's Soccer League is one corner kick away from getting back into operation post-pandemic. President Andre Gamache says there's an open scrimmage at THNVS on Sunday between 2:30 and 4:30. Among other things, it will allow new players to meet team captains and be evaluated for the purpose of forming equal teams. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.